Hi everyone, my name is Nuno Reis. I work for Talkdesk, which is a call center company that exists just in the cloud. We offer contact center solutions basically, and down the road we use a lot of open source as well. As you may see here, I will speak today about Camilio Free Switch RTP Engine, mainly Camilio, some of Free Switch as well. We will get into that. And let's do it. So I will just try to explain what the problem was in Talkdesk for this, and we'll do a quick overlook of our global network. I will then go into the details of the design and architecture behind what we did and some future work that I think might still have room to be done. Okay, so the problem we had was somehow the company decided that we should try to go after some on-prem contact centers, not exactly as Talkdesk, and enable AI capabilities for them as a solution. To do that, and since we are talking about on-prem or even other cloud contact centers that are pretty legacy or are kind of closed in themselves, we took a look on what were the existing frameworks, standards that we could tap on to actually enable this. One of the things, and I will focus a lot today on that, is how we enabled the co-pilot feature that we had already on the let's call it native Talkdesk solution, by using CIPREC and connecting CIPREC with Talkdesk with these open source components. Basically, we also looked at what we call the XConnect ecosystem. The XConnect ecosystem is group of components that include Camilio, RTP Engine, SBC, and we had some flows already supported in that, but maybe there were missing parts there to actually enable this. We tried to identify which were those missing parts and how could we close those gaps using off-the-shelf open source like Camilio, for instance, or Free Switch. Okay. So again, the idea was to kind of connect external sources through SIP with us, make this globally available, work at scale, and we also had a requirement, internal requirement in Talkdesk, to keep the AI ecosystem, which is a different vertical in Talkdesk, as most untouched as possible, since we didn't want to like increase the effort on changing much of that. And we kind of achieved that through what we did. So our global network is basically, so we have everything cloud hosted, as I said. We have a global presence more or less like this for SIP connectivity and some other use cases, but in this particular situation, SIP connectivity. At an high level overview of what we use, basically we have the SBC component, Camilio RTP Engine, and then we just connect everything from AWS EC2's deploys to the CPaaS side of Talkdesk, which is other kinds of deploys, Kubernetes, EC2's, so it's kind of a mix there. And we get into this one to actually support CIPREC. So the idea here was, so we got the CIPREC in, we would fit it into Camilio, Camilio would do some initial work with that, would send it to a new piece, which is that SRS, the CIPREC server. The CIPREC server would then send it back over Camilio to a Free Switch instance, and this Free Switch instance would airpin the participants of the call together and reply back, and basically the dialogue will establish. By doing this and using a specific module in FreeSwitch, which is the mod audio stream module, we would be able to stream over WebSocket any call happening in FreeSwitch to a WebSocket, which was the interface that the guys in Talkdesk were using for initiating a Copilot instance. Then here there are some magic that I will not go into much detail, but we would then start a session on some kind of web browser in that on-prem system where the Copilot will connect with an agent that was already mapped to an agent in Talkdesk as if it was a native agent, and all that will go from there. Okay, so in terms of open source components, Podman FreeSwitch, Module Audio Stream for FreeSwitch, and we started by using Dractio SRS. I have to say that they were pretty ingenious on the proposal they did for providing an SRS and an SRS capability in Dractio. So they have two flavors. One is using FreeSwitch, the other is using RTP engine. Actually, by implementing that diagram that I showed before, we support the two together as well. We are already using RTP engine, and by leveraging the Janus mode of RTP engine, we can subscribe like a video room like Janus session and get the stream of that. So that works also. We decided to go with the model stream for FreeSwitch because the endpoint was already a WebSocket. We needed that. We could pass some metadata along with it, so it worked better for the time frame that we had. Okay, some of the Chameleon modules that I used for all of these. So Dispatcher, Xtable, STP Ops, TextOps, Jansen, HTTP Async Client, and some others, but maybe these were the major ones. So in terms of RTP Engine, we did not change much. So RTP Engine is there for normalizing everything. We have the Janus model also. If we want to actually stream something off RTP Engine, it works as well. Now, an example of how I basically detect if I am on a CIPREC call in Chameleon. So here, we are basically tapping into the body of the message and see if it's multi-part mixed. If it is, we continue. And then we will see if there is a STP part and a recording session metadata part. If we actually find the recording session session metadata part, we will try to see if the content exposition is record session. If it is, we say, okay, this is a CIPREC call, and then we do some other stuff. In this case, I'm actually storing in a hash table the call ID of the original CIPREC call. I will need that later because everything here is stateless, and since I will be showing a call example in a few moments, but basically I'm keeping this call ID stored to actually when the call goes through all the components and gets to FreeSwitch, I save the details of FreeSwitch there, like the IP of that instance, the ID of the FreeSwitch instance itself. So by doing that and saving that, I will later emit an event out of Chameleon to via our XConnect API to a Kafka topic. Then our components on the other side would be listening for that topic and would be able to request the stream out of the right instance of FreeSwitch through mod audio stream, and they will get basically the call streaming. So this is more or less what I'm doing. This later part here, we are encoding the recording session metadata and the STPs as base64 so we can send it in that event. So that's what this is doing. On FreeSwitch, we created an extension, a dial plan extension for the AirPin part. This is highly inspired by the work of Dractio. So the guys at Dractio have kind of a similar, simpler approach for this. So when we get the call in free switch, I'm basically doing some tests if we are getting some request URI parameters that are coming from Camarillo on that particular call. If that matches, we enter here, and then I apply here a regex on the STP part to actually get from the STP part two things. One is the original CPREC call ID that I will be then sending in a custom header back to Camarillo. And the other thing that is important to me is the destination URI, the original one, so I can link the original SRS call with the reply part on the same SRS instance. So this is more or less what this is doing. Okay, so basically here we are using an external runtime for the SRS. I don't like it as it is today. It works fine, but some interesting thing to actually do here would be making Camarillo do what SRS is doing outside of Camarillo, like in a module of some sort that would basically reuse, for instance, free switch for the rest, as SRS is doing already. Maybe that would be nice. I don't know. Maybe we will do that. Okay. Yeah, that's it. Now let me just show you the call example with all this, if I am able. Here it is. Oops. Okay. So. Okay, so this is a CPREC invite. So we have the multi-part with the STP and the recording session metadata. The first thing there, so for you to know, this is Camarillo, this is the SRS, this is free switch, and this is Camarillo again. We will get there. Okay, so call enters Camarillo, okay. Camarillo with the dispatcher sends it, detects that this is CPREC and sends it to the SRS instance. The SRS instance does a first kind of cleanup. It basically slices the STP part and uses the first part of the STP to actually pin the participant, the audio of the first participant that will be bridged in free switch at the point. Okay, so then here it's being sent to free switch. I'm adding some CPURI parameters in the top. As you see here in the STP, I'm actually adding some extra attributes with the original call ID and the original destination URI encoded in this particular case with EXA, so that this is basically reused later. So basically free switch here processes that and adds all those custom headers, xtalk, desk, something. So I'm basically, this is important for that event that I talked about. So the core UID of the free switch instance that processed the call, the IP of that call, the AWS region where the instance is, and I'm actually adding as well the original call ID and the CPREC destination URI encoded, and then Camarillo will de-encode it later. So it gets into this. Now the answer. And the answer that is coming from SRS is also treated by SRS, sent to free switch. Free switch bridges the call together. Everything goes back until we send the 200 OK reply of the original CPREC call back. When it gets here, I created some logic in Camellia that basically when I detect this step, I emit the event with all the logic that I, with all the things that I collected, namely the free switch details that will then be used for asking the stream of the audio. Okay. That's it. The time was a bit short. I could eventually show you some code in Camellia. I showed some examples already, but time is up. Sorry, guys. I hope this was interesting enough. So, questions, if you want. You can also find me on Mastodon if you want to engage.
Completely stateless,
yes. So basically I'm using Dispatcher by setting every time I want an instance of an SRS runtime, it gets added to Dispatcher by itself, and then all the details to actually keep the state that is important to me are transferred back and forth in the messages itself and reprocessed in the places I need. So, yeah.